I have a complicated relationship with my cat. I wish you were a dog. I actually give in to superstition, holding my breath as I cross bridges, or straining my neck to catch glimpses of leprechauns, and I wish you were a dog. But despite all the birthday candles I have blown out, aiming my wishes at you like a bazooka, you remain a cat. An asshole of a cat. I can say that because you've made the habit of sitting on my sandwiches if I make the mistake of turning my back on you. And when I at last believed I had outsmarted you by leaving the piece of bread with mayo upturned until I was ready to turn it over and eat the sandwich, there you sat, undeterred, grinding mayonnaise into your own asshole. Until I yelled, and you jumped down from the counter, trotting away ever so daintily, down the stairs, and rested your creamy ass upon my bed. Hate is too tame a word for you, my friend. And because I know you will pretend not to understand the subtle irony of me calling you friend, I will state in plain English that in this case, the word friend means dick. Please, may I clean your litter box while you sit in it, hissing at me, as if your turds were bars of dark brown gold upon which our world economy is based. Please, roll in my freshly folded laundry and leave strands of your divinity upon my clean shirts to show the world you have graciously marked me as one of your subjects. Let me hold the door for you for 15 minutes! While you ponder the impossibly deep philosophy of making up one's mind, I hope you fall in love with our neighbor's cat, and then our neighbor's cat dumps you for a pigeon. But while she's shacking up with a bird, she has your kittens, and you have to pay cat child support. I hope you develop an out-of-control catnip addiction, and your favorite toys write you letters about what a great cat you used to be, but now you gotta find help, but you refuse their help and spiral completely out of control and end up as some dried up husk underneath the couch of some hoarder's apartment, one that isn't discovered until the owner dies and the house is won by some auction hunter who then sells your mummified corpse to a store that specializes in scientific oddities and rare taxidermy. Fuck you, cat. And thank you. Thank you for keeping her company during my long absences. Thank you for giving her laughter when I am not home, for stitching joy back into her life like fresh fabric over the splitting seams of an old teddy bear, for giving her tired hands something to hold on the night she feels she has nothing. She keeps giving everything away. The doctors assure me generosity is not an illness. And she says that it's your purr that's the only thing that can make her arthritis better. Something about you vibrating at the frequency of her bones. She doesn't care if you don't love her. She doesn't care if all she is to you is the keeper of treats or the opener of doors. She says that you are target practice, something to aim her heart at when I am not there. And these days I am so often not there. She never asks me to stay, but I feel the gravity in our goodbyes, as each launch takes more of the everything I am giving just to maintain orbit around her world and catch the signals she sends me. If satellites wished on falling stars, they would only ever ask for permission to come home. Have to be out here. The way the world is demands that I make a living. And I love what I do. But I see now that the thing that brings me joy also takes me away from it. Cat, I'm trusting you more than I trust people. All that is required of you is to be the one thing that I am not. Be there. Asshole. On the cello, Jordy Robinson. I thought we had more time, sorry. Now we have to scrap all the new ones. Oh well. Oh, you'll just have to buy the book. I have books for sale back there. I'll be signing after the show. If any of you are interested in our album, we don't have albums here, but you can get them online at shanekoizen.com.
We have a new album this year called Debris. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we do have 25 minutes, so we're gonna do this stuff.
Oh, great.
All right, okay. Dang. I'm one of those guys, just so you know a little bit about me, I'm one of those guys, I really like to sort of like watch people and spot, that sounds terrible. I like to sort of, I'm a people watcher, that's how I get a lot of, you know, the source of my inspiration is just watching people in real life. And a while ago I had an experience that kind of shook me, and it was a small experience, but it stayed with me for a long time. One of the things about writing that I find is people always think that writing has to come from a place, or if you write an inspiring piece, it has to come from a place of inspiration. I find that a lot of the times it comes from dark places or places that you might not consider, sometimes silly places. And so I wanted to do a piece. This was inspired, the sound, as weird as it sounds, this piece was inspired by a fart. I was in a movie theater, and there were a bunch of people in the sort of like the foyer, and there was a group of kids off to one side, and one kid sort of lifted up his leg and he let out a little toot. You could tell he was the clown of the group. He was like, popcorn gives me gas. You know, that was the thing. And it was nothing, it was like, I laughed, I was like, that's funny. But this guy from the other corner came out and he took off his hat and he started hitting the kid with his hat, and he was like, how dare you, and that's so rude, and all this sort of berating this kid, to the point where I think a lot of us in the theater thought, oh, that must be his dad. And it did not that makes that behavior okay, but it didn't take long for us to figure out that that wasn't his father, and a couple of us actually intervened and said, you need to calm down, just relax, it's a fart, it's not the end of the world. But I remember going into my movie then and just not even being able to pay attention and being stuck on this idea of like, how is it that in a world faced with, you know, climate crisis and everything else that's going on, the fact that Trump may become president, people are still losing their minds over farts. How is that possible? And so I just thought, are we just forgetting how to be people to one another? And so I wrote this piece called How to Be a Person, and it's just kind of an instruction guide.